Good evening. Good to see all of you here tonight. This, what we're doing tonight would have been what we would have done 2 weeks ago, but we didn't because of the snow and the blizzard. But thankfully, at least last time I looked out, it wasn't snowing, is it? That's good. Tomorrow morning might be different, but welcome to our Lenten service. And all the more exciting tonight with the high school youth all helping. They'll all be singing the special music together as far as speaking parts. Excuse me. Half of them will have speaking parts tonight. The other half will have speaking parts 2 weeks from tonight when we have our next Lenten service. So they've been working hard. I want to say a special thanks to Mick Huber and Jennifer Herbolt for all the work on the music part of this with them tonight. And it's a joyous time. Otherwise, just a couple things from the bulletin. This Sunday, this coming Sunday morning, the junior choir sings. That's the fourth through eighth graders. So parents, just be aware of that. This Saturday night, we go into daylight savings time, which means we set our clocks ahead an hour when we go to bed. I don't know. I haven't heard if this is going to be the last time we have to do this or not. It'd be nice, I think. Also, just a reminder about the family fun time, Sunday afternoon bowling in Yankton. If you didn't sign up yet, there's still the sign-up sheet out in the narthex. We always have a great time doing that, so hopefully we'll have a big crowd. The rest of the announcements, I will let you read as you have time. So Alex Fisher is going to come and have the opening prayer.
Please bow your heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. On this night, as we enter the Lenten season, let our hearts and minds be focused only on you and your Son, Jesus Christ, our living hope. Thank you, Jesus, for stepping down from heaven to take on flesh and become a man. Thank you for becoming sin and bearing my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven, and now you, the King of Kings, call me your own. Beautiful Savior, we're yours forever. Jesus Christ, our living hope, we give you praise to your name, and we ask your blessing on the service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alex. Lane Schmidt, yes, responsive reading.
Please join me in this responsive reading found on page 523 in your hymnal and also on the screen. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Lane and Alex. Our opening hymn is number 492. At Calvary, let's all stand together. We'll sing this 492. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There Be seated. And Michael Nuss and Eli Sokup will lead us in this next responsive reading.
Please join me in this responsive reading found on page 524 in your hymnal and also on the screen. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. God being rich in mercy because of his great love with we love. Even when he was dead, in our transgressions made us alive together, Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised up us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. By the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Thanks, guys. If the kids want to come now for the Kingdom Kids time, please. Morgan Fryer and Kaylee Derby are going to be sharing with you.
Hey, boys and girls. How are you guys tonight? Morgan's going to read a scripture for us.
Praise be to God, our Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3.
Did you ever get a heart like this for Valentine's? It looks good, but once you bite into it, it's hollow. There's nothing inside it but air. Beauty can be like that, only skin deep. What's really important is what's inside. It's what's inside us that really matters both to the people around you and to God. What I mean when I say inside of us, I mean what kind of people are we? Do we show love to the people around us and more importantly to the people we don't love? Do we help people who need our help? Do we carry God around in our heart? These are the things that make us like good chocolate Christian Valentine's and not just a hollow look-alike.
What's in your heart? Are you kind to others? Do you share what you have with a joyful heart? Do you obey your parents and teachers with a smile? Do you try your best to get along with your brothers and sisters? Do you pray, asking God to help you make good decisions?
The next time you consider whether or not you should do the right thing in certain situations you find yourself in, remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for you. Jesus loved you so much that he died a terrible death, a death on the cross, so that we would not be separated from God. Is it too much for him to ask you to love others and to bring them closer?
There is a song we sometimes sing that goes like this.
He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
How about you? Does Jesus live in your heart?
Does Jesus live in your guys' heart? All right, let's bow our heads in prayer. Risen Savior, help us to love you with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole body. Help us to love others as you love them. Help us to want to be closer to you and to bring others closer to you too. Amen. All right, Taylor has candy for you over there and papers too.
Thank you, Morgan and Kaylee. They each get a solid milk chocolate heart. Just set it over. High schoolers are going to sing a special music now. It's called Living Hope. If you listen to 96.5, you'll probably know it. At least you'll recognize the chorus, I believe. So come on up, guys, girls. This is a great bunch, good-looking bunch. I tell you what, we are truly blessed here. Sometimes I feel short standing next to them. thanks. High schoolers, that was great, wasn't it? Amen. Okay, Addison Friesen and Julia Beekler are going to read scripture for us.
First Peter 1, 3 through 6. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
This verse comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Thank you, girls. Let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. All the more special that we can have our high school students participating in the service, doing all the various parts. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for your word. Jesus, you are our living hope. And we worship you and we praise your name. And Father, I ask that you'd speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here. And I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, our living hope might seem a little odd that we're talking about the resurrection here in the middle of our Lenten season, but we know the end of the story, don't we? We know that he has risen from the dead, that he is victorious over all. As verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This, at the time, they were undergoing great, great persecution, the Christians. And so Peter was writing to them, encouraging them in their faith. We don't really can't even comprehend what they were facing being persecuted. At least yet, we don't. So he was trying to tell them about Jesus being their living hope. So there's an outline, too, in the bulletin if you want to fill in the blanks there. But we have to think how they started out, how we started out. And that would be, first of all, without hope and without God. And that's not a good place to be. But you know, when we're born into this world, that's our situation that we come into. We're born into this world with what we call original sin. And we know that. Ephesians, Paul there in chapter 2, I want to read, listen to these words that he was saying to the people. Remember that at that time, you Gentiles, well, that's most all of us in here, you Gentiles were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of promise. So that doesn't sound too good, does it? You're separate from Christ, excluded, you were foreigners, and then he goes on and he says this, you were without hope and without God in the world. But now comes the good news. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away, that's all of us, have now been brought near through the blood of Jesus Christ. We didn't have to stay there without hope. We didn't have to stay without God. There's a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 when Paul said this, to the believers. We don't want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep. In other words, the people that have died, your loved ones as believers who have died. Don't be ignorant about where they're at, because you don't have to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Being without hope is a terrible place to be. The song, of course, the theme, if you haven't picked it up yet tonight, is Jesus is our living hope. That first verse that the kids sang talked about how great the chasm that lay between us. A chasm is a valley. If there was a deep valley here between the chancel and the balcony, let's say that was heaven, and this is us on earth, and there was no way to get from here to there. That's the chasm that lied between us and Almighty God because of our sin. But who came? Well, Jesus. That verse says, it goes on in the song, how high the mountain I could not climb. We couldn't. No way could we get to heaven. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished. The end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. So we come to the transition, right? First point, without hope, without God. Second point, with God and with hope. And that's a far better place to be, isn't it? In his great mercy, that back to 1 Peter, he has given us new birth into this living hope. Just like a baby being born into this world in the natural, that infant didn't do anything to be born. That little baby didn't do anything to be conceived, right? That was all the work of mom and dad and God in his work as he created us. And so our new birth, there's nothing we can do or could do to earn that either. It is all the work of God the Father through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit drawing us to him as he's done. And so the chorus says then, hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Goes on, you've broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Living hope, that's different than just hope in the natural. Living hope, that in the Greek even, means an eager, confident expectation. I mean, it is there, it is so sure. It's different than hope in the natural. As in the confirmation kids were saying, both groups, today after school, I sure hope we don't have school tomorrow. They've had enough snow days, haven't they? No. That's not a living hope, that's a natural hope, right? I'm saying, I sure hope it doesn't snow a bunch tonight. That's my hope. I hope we win the game. That's a natural hope. But this Jesus is our living hope. We have an eager, confident expectation as we live our lives in him on this earth. It's totally different. Listen to a couple other translations of that phrase, living hope. The New Living, it says, now we live with great expectation. Another one says, now we have everything to live for. Last, another translation, we have a hope that is alive in Jesus. We do. Think of the 12 disciples the night before the cross. I mean, they are so confused. Even though Jesus tried to tell them what was going to happen, they couldn't get it because they were looking for the Messiah to come and set up his kingdom, and they were going to be ruling with him. That was their hope. And here they were watching him being arrested and then crucified the next day. Their hopes were crushed until the resurrection, right? So, again, in the second verse of the song they sang, who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, and it has. I'm forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I am yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. So we started out without hope, without God. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, now as we receive him, we are with God and we are with hope. And our living hope, third point, a couple things on this here. It's anchored in the past. It is anchored, Jesus. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection. That's past tense for us. It has happened 2,000 years ago. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Listen to another verse in Hebrews that talks about that. It says, we have this hope. You find a lot about hope in the Bible. Honestly, if you're going through a time or a place where you're feeling hopeless, just get out your phone and Google scriptures on hope, and you will get a bunch of them. And let them encourage you, because that's how we get encouraged. Back to Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. We've got to have an anchor. If a lot of you, well, I don't know, maybe let me not say a lot of you. I don't know how many. Some of you have boats that you like to go down to the Missouri River in the summer and spend time on that boat. And we've been down there different times with different people on a boat. You find the place. A lot of times we've gone over to the Nebraska side along the cliffs there, throw out the anchor. Sometimes there have been some others from church that have been nearby, and, you know, you're just having a great old time, right? Not really paying attention to anything except the fun you're having. Last summer, one day we were there, and all of a sudden, next thing, someone on our boat looks over, and we're right almost next to this boat that we didn't even know the people on the boat. And it wasn't them that were moving. It was us that were moving, even though we didn't know we were moving. Because the anchor wasn't hooked on something solid down under the water, right? Very simple. If we are not anchored in Christ, well, had they not sort of hollered out, they weren't mad. They just like, hey, you know, whoops, pull up the anchor. It's not holding anyway. Move back away from them. But if we're not anchored in Christ in our lives, you know what? We can be drifting ever so slowly away from him and his word that we are not even realizing it. We start making choices that are not good, decisions that are not good, and one thing leads to another, and next thing we're about ready to crash. And then, whoa! We get jerked back into reality. Wow, I didn't realize I had drifted that far away from Jesus. We got to be anchored on him. He's the solid rock all the time. He's our living hope. So who's your rock? Dwayne Johnson? He's a pretty buff guy, I would say. And they call him the Rock. But he's not your rock, I hope. Girls, you might go, woo! Oh, one of them's like, whew. Yeah. No, Jesus is our rock. He is our rock, and he is solid. And if we're anchored in him, we never move. So our living hope, it's anchored in the past. Second, continues in the present. Verse 4, we are in this inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. Our living hope, our salvation, it's kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded by God's power. We all have gone through tough times. There's more tough times coming. Sometimes it seems like there's no way out, but God is the one who makes a way when there seems to be no way. It's been a while ago, Ann and I watched this movie. There's a couple of them out about those 13 boys over in Thailand. Remember that soccer team? Of course, they call it football. And they went exploring with their coach in that cave. Y'all remember that? It was 2018. There's two movies out about it. It's quite amazing to watch the movie. But That was a situation that was pretty hopeless for those kids in there and their coach. It was truly a miracle, I believe, that they all got out of there alive, all of them. It was just two of the rescuers that ended up drowning in that whole deal. It was an incredible thing. There is always hope. Third, our living hope, it continues through the future. It's past, present, and future. Verse 4, 1 Peter and 5, kept in heaven for you. That's a pretty safe place for our salvation to be kept, right? Who through faith are shielded by God's power until, that's future, until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. So that means, that's talking about whether we die on this earth and go to heaven, or whether we're still living on this earth and Jesus returns. Either one of those. Titus 2:13, he talks about it there, too. While we wait for the blessed hope. What is it? The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that last verse of the song, then came the morning. There's a song called that, too. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion, that's Jesus, declared, the grave has no claim on me. Hallelujah to the one who set me free. And then the chorus goes on. It's a beautiful song to the high schoolers. You're just freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors. Then you have so much to live for. And I think we all can look back to when we were your age. I think of, you know, senior in high school right here at Menno. And by now, some of you got the senioritis, as we call it, setting in. And you're just wanting out of here. And there's exciting days ahead. And you have great hope in God's plans for you, and you should, and He has a great plan for you, each of your lives. There will be trials. There will be tough trials as time goes on, but that's where you got to know the anchor, your anchor, Jesus Christ, your living hope, and He'll take you through it, whatever the storm is, and your friends and your loved ones and your family all around you. So, the anchor holds. The anchor holds. Knowing Jesus Christ as your living hope is what brings you through the trials and challenges. Verse 8 and 9, just to finish up that section of Scripture. Though you have not seen Him, He's writing these, even this was Peter, he had lived, he was at the cross with Jesus. He saw it all. But this was years later, and these people he was writing to had not seen Jesus. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, that's us too, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. Jesus, that you are our living hope. Your love is so amazing. As we're going to sing in a moment, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me, for each one of us? We say thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're going to sing that. Jennifer's going to play this one, Amazing Love, You Are My King. The words will be on the screen. Otherwise, this is in the praise book. It's number 63 in that. How about let's stand and sing this one, please? Number 63. Forgiven because because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Special prayer offered. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we worship you and magnify your glorious name. Thank you for the amazing love that you have shown us through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. It's humbling to think that we are forgiven because you were forsaken. We are forever grateful to know that because you were condemned, we are accepted. How can it be, Jesus, that you, our King, would come and die in our place? This evening, as we're gathered here today, we say thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. You are the God of all hope. You are our living hope. And because of you, we know that we can face tomorrow. We fix our eyes and our thoughts upon you, Jesus. Here in this sanctuary, we ask that you will fill us with your Spirit and refresh us and revive us once again so that we may live for you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carter. Braden's going to come, and you can stay standing. Braden's going to come and have a scripture for the offering.
I will read from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Please stand and sing the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Heavenly Father, as we are standing here in your presence, we bring these offerings before your throne as our act of worship. We think of the words to the song that we just sang, "Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. It is our joy to bring our best gifts unto you, Lord Jesus. Please bless and multiply these offerings for the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Thanks, AJ. Well, I guess you'll stay standing. Our closing hymn, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Says 340. Well, your hymnal only has the chorus in, so there's three verses to it. So you'll have to look at the words on the screen.
Please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
Sorry. Thank you, Amanda. And all the high schoolers. It's fun having them do this, isn't it? Yeah, let's give them a hand. Amen. Well, the three that are ushered.